Hi guys, we're back. It's Alexis and Samantha of A Double Dose, and we're back with, I don't even know what episode we're on, four?
Might only be three. I don't even know what we're doing.
Only three? Okay, we don't know. We know if it's three or four. Sorry, our minds are just all over the place. And I know we're a little late with being on schedule, so I apologize about that, but we are back, and we're very excited to be here. So we hope you guys had a good weekend. It is Monday, and Mondays are always kind of rough, but today it's super sunny here, so I just feel like it makes the day go by so much better, and it makes the week start off better on a high note. I'm definitely someone who likes the sunshine. So we have a few topics that we're really excited to talk to you guys about, because a lot of them are stuff that you guys have asked us about more recently specifically, but I know that this is something that we get asked, actually, probably all three of these, a lot. And so, like I said, I'm excited to share them. So I'm going to just start with one of them, which is, I think a lot of people wonder, and to be honest, before we started doing this, I always wondered, what do bloggers do, like, all day? What is their schedule? I mean, obviously, it's different for different people, but for us, I feel like it can change pretty much daily. But we are both people of routine, and so I try to keep it kind of around a schedule somewhat as much as I can, but like I said, it changes day to day. And I know when we worked our corporate jobs, I was always like, what do these people do all day? Not in a rude way, but it can appear a certain way on social media. I feel like social media, like we've said before, is definitely a highlight reel, and I feel like, I mean, a lot of the times, there's no way I'd be able to wear that many outfits in one day. A lot of people ask me, on a side note, they'll say, God, you really change clothes a lot. And I'm like, no, those pictures were not all taken the same day. I mean, maybe one of them is taken that actual day, but all the other ones have been taken in bulk or just from like a couple days before, because there's just no way you could do that, or I just don't have time for that. But as far as like what, how our day goes and kind of like what our schedule is, like I said, it changes day to day, but pretty much I'll just kind of start with like an average of like what happens day to day. And I'm trying to keep like pretty much a routine. So I'm saying I, but because we're each our own people, but pretty much when it's a work day, we're pretty much doing most of the same stuff together with regards to like work stuff and like meetings. But typically we'll wake up around the same time. And I try to go to bed, I guess I'll start at night. I try to go to bed early, but I'll be honest, I mean, recently it's been like 12 or sometimes 12:30 a.m. But before I got into that routine, I was going to bed like as in bed by 10 or 11. And before I got in that routine, I was going to bed like way too late, like in the 1 or 2 a.m.s, because I think I can be more of a night owl like Sam. But that's just not good, because I end up working too long, and then I'm tired in the mornings, and it's hard for me to get up. And yeah, so probably like in the last couple of months, I tried to started going to bed earlier, but then now I'm back on this routine, I'm going to bed late, so that needs to be fixed. But on a good night, I'll be in bed by 10 or 11, and I'll watch TV, which is really bad. I'll be on my phones. I know it's terrible. I've been saying I'm going to do it forever. I'm going to stop, but I get down that rabbit hole like the rest of us. But so I'll typically, we'll get up around the same time every morning, and usually it's around 7, and I'll get up, and which is really bad, I immediately check my phone. I know, it's terrible. We both do this. And so like I'll check my phone, I'll look at my emails initially, which is like not a good way to wake up. I'm not saying they're always bad emails, but the stress already, like I already wake up type A and very stressed out, and like somebody is actually messaging me yesterday about anxiety, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the most anxious person you ever met, probably. Like, I literally think about everything I have to do. Go to bed, wake up, I'm literally like, what I have to do today. And then before I go to bed, I'm like planning out the next day already, because that's just like who I am. I plan everything. But I'm trying to be better about it. I mean, I don't plan everything, but I am definitely type A, super high anxiety, super like stress. So, in the mornings, I'm already, like, checking my inbox, and I'm like, oh, like, I have to do all these things. And, I mean, I love my job, but obviously, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of pressure. So, and then I, like, get on Instagram, I look at my direct messages and answer all those. I look through the comments, and I respond to any questions I can see initially that I want to respond to. And like I've said before, I mean, you guys probably, if you guys have messaged me on there, you've seen that, like, we both try to do our best to respond to everybody, and it's a lot of work, but we do. People are always surprised that I answer, and I'm like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to answer, because I love talking to you guys, and you're the reason we get to do this. But I do put a lot of pressure on myself to answer all those, and you'd be surprised, like, how many people send messages, and, like, I'm not going to be, of course I'm going to answer, I mean, I'm not going to answer every single one of them, depending on what it is, but I will, if it's something about my outfit or just, like, something I've posted, I definitely will answer them if I can. So, yeah, so I check those in the mornings, and I'm already, like, on my phone when I get up in my bed. Then I get up, and we both will make something to eat, or, oh, I was going to say about that is that we both, well, so we, like I said, we're going to say we a lot because we're basically on the same schedule for the work week, but I've gone in phases where I've worked out first thing in the morning and then, like, come back and work, but, and, like, eat and all that, but then I've gone in phases where I work and then I go to the gym or take a class. But for me, if you guys read our blog post on adrenal fatigue, that was around the time we got diagnosed with it, and I just, like, read in a lot of books and a lot of articles that it's better to start slower in the morning and not to just, like, jumpstart into working out, which, speaking of working out, we did cut back a little bit, at least in the last couple months, I did cut back on, like, the cardio and just how intense my workouts were and, like, how many days a week I'm working out. So I'm not working out every day, obviously, so there's times I don't work out, but on a day I'm working out, I don't go first thing anymore because I just try to start off a little slower. And I mean, by slower, I'm still going head first into working, but just to, like, I don't want to, like, put so much stress on my body and go right when I wake up. So I'll typically get up, make something to eat, and answer some emails and start working and getting stuff that needs to get done in the morning. And then I'll do a workout if I'm going to work out that day. If I'm not going to work out, either go on a walk, we'll go on a walk together, or I just will take that day off and just, like, work all day. But I try to do something, like, for myself to, like, take some time off. And then if we do go to the gym or work out that day or take a class, we'll do that for, like, 45 minutes or an hour. And or sometimes we'll do something at home, like, something on my phone or something that we find, like a quick workout. But we'll do that, come back, and then we'll probably usually make something to eat. I guess, I mean, just preface that the whole day revolves around eating, because we're both.
And we sound like, when she's discussing this, I realize we sound like an old married couple. And the reason is, like, if you guys don't know.
We are.
During the week, like Alexa said, we're together a lot. I mean, especially in the mornings. Well, I mean, I guess it depends, but a lot of the times we are, and we still live together right now. So if we're both here in the morning, which, I mean, it doesn't happen every single morning, depending on what's going on. But if we are, then we kind of, like, eat together. It's like we're a little married couple.
We make our food together. Like, one of us will make it.
You're so embarrassing.
It's
so cute.
It's cute. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, if you guys are twins, if it's other twins listening to this, you probably get it. If you're not.
I mean, who wouldn't want someone that will make do their laundry with them and, like, help them
cook? I know, but we're like, we can't live without each other.
I mean, trust me, I can live without you sometimes. But then we're, like, on the phone.
No, literally. So I'm saying, if you
are. I don't even know how to explain it. It's, like, the weirdest
thing. So that's what I was saying. If you're a twin. So actually, that's another thing. Someone asked, they wanted to have a whole a podcast on that. On being a twin, because it's just such a weird dynamic, and I think, I don't know, I think my boyfriend's kind of gotten used to it, but it's just funny.
And, like, our weird eating habits, okay, he's gotten used to that.
That's a side habit, that's a side note.
Well, I was talking about eating.
I know, but I was saying, when you were talking about making food, I think if you're just siblings or best friends with someone, you're kind of like, that's so weird. But if you're a twin, I've met so many twins who are like, oh, yeah, I get it. But mm-hmm. So I was saying, I think we'll do another podcast on that just because people are interested. I don't think it's that fascinating. I think it's just more weird more than anything. But yes, we will, like, do a lot of stuff together.
Okay, so like I said, the whole day revolves around eating and working, but more than eating, because well, like, literally, and this is so embarrassing, but I'm going to say it anyways. Because if you're listening to this, you actually care what we have to say. So maybe not. Maybe you just want to make fun of us. But when we eat, and, like, we were talking this with your boyfriend last weekend, I, like, will be so bad. I'll just, like, stand up. And I mean, if anyone else does this, let me know, because I can feel better about it. We, like, will come back from the gym. I mean, for breakfast, I'll sit down. I like to sit down and have my breakfast. Oh, I forgot. Sorry, I'm like all scatterbrained. When I eat breakfast, I'll have, because I know a lot of people read the post that we don't really drink coffee anymore unless it's decaf. I will have like a green tea with lemon or stevia in it in the morning. And like, I look forward to that. I have in the mornings and with my breakfast. And if you're wondering what we eat for breakfast, we shared some breakfast ideas, I think, in one of our other episodes. So check that one out if you want some ideas. But back to the lunch now. When I come back from the gym, we'll make something to eat. And I will, like, so we'll just, like, I mean, sometimes I'll go sit at the table. And we have, like, a nice table to sit at. It's not like we don't have one. Sometimes we'll sit down and I'll eat lunch. But then I'll get up. And then I'm, like, I'm so hungry. And an hour later, we're, like, scrolling through our phones and still eating. Snacking in some of the kitchen an hour later. And this happens, like, not at dinner, but I would say before you go to bed. And also, it's just like, it's become like a habit now. And it's so bad. Like our mom, it's not just my mom. She gets so irritated where she's like, sit down and enjoy your food. I'm like, nah, I'll just stand up like an idiot in the kitchen for an hour. And then we're like, we're not even talking to each other. We're just munching along and we're scrolling on our phones.
I mean,
do you know how silly it sounds?
We're working, but we had nothing to say to each other.
I mean, we were doing this last night and our dog, well, it's our dog, but she lives with our parents now. If you saw my stories or my Snapchat, you probably saw that I was with her a lot. She's really cute. Her name's Millie. She was in her bed in the kitchen, and she was watching us like we were nuts. She was like, how long are these girls going to be eating for standing in the kitchen?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Back to the topic. I just thought it would be funny just to share because we look like idiots. But after we have lunch and do all that, I'll answer more emails, and then either we'll have meetings to go to for different brands or opportunities, or we'll have some stuff to shoot for different brands or campaigns that we need to do. So depending on what we have going on that day, that's why I said it changes day to day. It might be a day that we shoot stuff. It might be a day that I'm in workout clothes and no makeup all day, which is like 90% of the week. We'll just be working on our computers all day or doing stuff inside the house that's just like work stuff. So,
and if you're wondering, like, what kind of work stuff, because I feel like people are like, okay, sure, you're on your computer. I mean, if you spend a day like, with us, you yeah. realize, like, I literally, like, even if I go, like, for example, today, we went and got lunch with our mom, and I literally just worked the whole time. It's terrible. I need to find a way to, I'm trying to get better about it, but in the car,
I'm trying to get better at meals, not being on my phone, but I'm still pulling an iPhone to Snapchat when I'm eating.
So it's just a very hard balance. I think we've talked about this before, but I'll work like on the way in the car, you know, obviously depending on I feel bad. If my mom's driving me, I'm talking to her, but I'm like posting on my phone, like linking up my picture. So pretty much Alexa and I post 3 to 4 times a day. We used to post more if you've been following us a while, but we cut back on that, all relating to the stress and everything like we've talked about with the adrenal fatigue. But even with the 3 posts a day that I do, it still takes, I have to figure out, plan out what I'm posting. So I try to plan, depending on what I have going on in the day, I try to plan that out first thing in the morning, an idea of what I need to plan, especially if it's something I already know I need to post that day for a brand or something, it helps. But other than that, I'm like planning what I'm going to post, and surprisingly, there goes a lot of thought goes into it. So and then I have to go find all the items to link it up. So it's like a whole, that process just for one photo can take depending on how long.
Yeah, it's not just like, okay, I'm going to send it like before this for a living. It's not just like, oh, this is a cute picture, upload. I mean, I could, but that's not the way my business works.
So it's like, for you guys to get the items, we have to go link it up behind the scenes and come up with the caption. We have to use this whole app to link it up and then make sure everything's in stock and see how it fits in our feed and everything. So that process takes a while. And then I have to do stuff on that. And then to get all these deals done that we're working, that we promote, we just get a ton of emails all day. So it's Samantha talking, and I pretty much handle all of that, all the emails. And so anything with contracts, relating communication with brands, that's pretty much what I do all day on my computer. And you'd be surprised how much work that actually takes. And a lot of people actually have assistants, and we've had some on and off, but we don't have anyone right now. We probably will in the future, just because it's a lot for me to handle and balance and make sure like we're getting paid on the things we're doing. You know, I'm responding to emails on time. I'm like super type A, so I like to be on it all the time, which is like a blessing and a disguise, because I feel like I'm always answering emails, and I try to get better on that. Like, I know there's been, you know, a lot of self-help books and other things, like
I don't know, I can't think of the names of them, where they tell you only check your email like twice a day. When we went to that little vacation in Mexico, Alex and I did for 2 days, like I turned my email off because like I knew I would sit there and try to answer every email, even if it's like I try not to answer, it's not pressing, but it's just too hard. Like I see it on my phone and I like want to get to it because I don't have a bunch of unread emails like in the end of the week.
Like the thought of getting back from a trip and having like 300 emails
to answer. Well, not even a trip, just like if I get to Friday, let's say I didn't answer anything all week, and then Friday I probably would have like, I don't know, thousands and thousands of emails. So it would overwhelm me, and then obviously I'm like, I don't want to miss opportunities or events that are going on. So pretty much, long story short, I answer emails, and then it's just between that and then working on my computer to get the items linked up, make sure things in stock, see what's on sale. Like, we don't get notifications of things on sale. We just kind of have to go, people have asked me, you kind of have to go figure it out. I mean, we get a little bit of notice, but I wouldn't consider it notice. It's basically like, if I know I want to post this picture, I like will go see if it's on sale, just like anyone else would.
And the sizing too, like sometimes I'm just so such in a rush, I don't have time, and I don't make sure the link's like not broken or if the stuff's actually still there. Sometimes I post it really fast because I'm like doing 10 other things, and then people message me saying, oh, but it's sold out. And I'm like, oh shoot, like I didn't even check, I thought it was there last time I looked, and then I get caught up and then I look back and it's gone. So
yeah, so to sum up, basically, like Alexis was saying, after we rambled a ton, we'll do that on the morning, and then depending, sometimes we'll have events in the mornings or appointments, so I won't start my day the same way. But generally speaking, if I don't have a lot going on in the morning, I will do that, and then we'll do pictures. This is pretty much behind the scenes. A lot of the ones you see in the mirror, I may or may not be ready that day. So my face is covered. A lot of people ask that. It's covered because for some reason, people like to envision themselves wearing the outfit. So I don't necessarily do it intentionally. I think it's kind of become that way.
It's become a habit.
But sometimes I'll show my face. But it's more like if you look at a mannequin, there's no face showing. It's just a body. So I feel like subconsciously people will notice that, like, imagine themselves wearing that outfit with like the same kind of frame that I do. And instead of looking at my face or my hair and it looking at that and not the outfit. So I mean, my Instagram's basically, I'm basically modeling clothes, and I'm fine with that. If that's what people are looking for.
If they want to see my face, they can go to my stories, which I may or may not talk in. A lot of the times I don't. I go in phases.
It sounds terrible. Maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like people don't want to see my face.
Yeah, I mean, if you do want to see more of our faces, let us know. I mean, I'm trying to say that in like a weird way, but like I get mixed things. Like if I show my face and we were like, oh, like you should show it more, and then some other people are like, then it doesn't get good likes. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that again. Well,
the truth. This is how we operate. It's sad, but.
And then we'll like ask each other. We sound like we're not confident, but really. I mean, we bounce ideas off each other. I'm like, do you think this is cute or is this ugly?
I like to think we're confident people, but you know, everything on social media, it's a big comparison game.
I'm like, do you think this is cute? Well, if we're not together, we'll text each other. I'm like, is this a cute picture? And she's like, and we're like, nah.
No, we're usually like, yeah.
We're like, no, that's freaking ugly.
And then, so back to that, after we do their pictures, or if it's just like today, I just pretty much worked all day on my computer and my phone. I mean, the day's not over. But after we do this podcast, I'm going to get back on my laptop and work, grind it out for a few more hours. And then I say that, and it's been like, and it'll be like another 6 hours. But I'll usually work, and then I wish I could say I had a shut off time. I do if I have like an event or if I have plans, but depending if I'm getting dinner with like my parents, or I'm grabbing dinner with a friend, or I have plans with my boyfriend, I'll try to do all my posts, the one I do at night. I try to have it all linked up and then saved as a draft because I want to be present with the people I'm with and not on my phone. So I try to, like I said, it takes a lot of time. So I try to do that ahead of time, and then.
Yeah, but I'll be honest. If it's just the two of us, nothing's done.
We don't care, but
we don't care
because it is a lot of work. And so I'll get that done ahead of time if I know I have plans with someone else besides Alexis. And
because I don't matter.
Yeah. And then I'll try to answer, you know, get my whatever's pressing email wise for that day, and whatever stuff I need to get done that's due. And then I'll try to unwind a little bit. I'm really not good at it because then I have to do more stuff on my phone. in addition to that. So it's like the night's not really over. But my point is, when I have plans, I try to get that stuff done and then try to do whatever I'm doing the rest of the night. If I have plans of coming back home, sometimes I do have to get back on my phone and work. Or if I've been out all day and I haven't worked that much on my computer, sometimes I'll get back. And that's what I'm talking about. When you work for yourself, it's not like a 9-to-5 job. You're like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go have happy hour and then I'm done for the day. Like, I just don't work that way. And I feel like when you work for yourself, you get it. It's like, it can happen 24 hours a day. It's like your problem is actually fine. It's not trying to get the work done. It's like trying to find a way to shut it off if you have that personality. So I've been, it's a work in progress for me. I think I've gotten a lot better, especially after we had all these health problems. I'm like, it was a wake up call to turn things off earlier. And obviously being on your phone late at night is really bad for you. And I know Lex and I weren't really together that much on the weekend. And I know like Saturday I slept so well. And it's because I know.
And I did not. I slept like shit, if I'm being honest.
Because I told her you were probably on your phone way too late at night. Till 1 a.m. Way too late at night. And then your body, you just can't sleep well after that. So I put my phone, I think I've talked about this before. I put my phone in airplane mode every night. And I do it on purpose. I mean, I think my boyfriend got me started on that. And it started because it really makes you turn everything off and you don't get any phone calls or text messages and you can't go sit there troll Instagram or social media and be like, oh, I just have to look before I'm going to bed. Like,
yeah, but I'm going to tell you the one issue I have with it. It was like 11:30 and I was trying to text her at something I wanted to ask her. And in it's the morning. Still, 11:30 a.m., almost p.m. And I'm sitting there texting. I texted her first at 9 and I thought that was already kind of late. I text her at 9 and it looks like it's about to go through like a message and then all of a sudden it comes in green because it's like in airplane mode. It goes to the text message. So I send another one. Call me, you get up. And it's like 11:30 and I'm like, what is going on? Are you kidding me? I could be dying. Like,
I know. That is the one problem. But yeah. During the work week, I have it off at early time when I'm awake.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I'm like, what's going on?
Really pre-base, I was awake, but I liked it because then.
Well, you for know, once, this is also kind of creepy. Were you at? Did you happen to get on Instagram at all that morning?
No.
Well, it said you were active on there.
How could I? If I was on airplane mode.
It said you were active on Instagram.
That's weird.
Somebody's in your account. I don't know. Okay. I was like, this bitch. She's on Instagram. She's ignoring me.
You have a potty mouth today.
Yeah, I do. I'm feeling fierce.
Yeah, she is. She's a little sassy. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe okay. PMS. We don't
know. Okay. Moving on. So that's basically our schedule. Long story short, I don't have, neither one of us has like a semi, I mean, it's semi-specific, but for the most part, it's just a lot of working on my computer all day. And I try to, like, schedule time, block things out. But I'm going to try to be better about that.
I don't.
No, I'm saying I try to do assignments and break up the day with a workout or something else active.
Okay, so we're moving on to our next topic, which is, they're both beauty related. And one of them is something we got done last week. And we got so many questions on Instagram and Snapchat about it. And I will say we're going to have a blog post on it when we are done with the whole process. But what I'm talking about are our eyebrows. And sorry, that was like hard to pronounce. And what we did last week was on Monday, a week ago, we went to Enlighten, which is in Dallas, off of Forest Lane and 75, basic area. And they have, first of all, they have the cutest boutique. It's called Enlighten Living. And they have really cute clothes and jewelry and accessories and all that cute stuff. And I wanted everything in the store. But they also are where we've gotten a lot of our beauty-related services done, like our laser hair removal treatment, which we will have a blog post on once we're done with that too, which is pretty soon. We're finishing up with that. And last year we got our eyebrows microbladed, but this year it was probably like a year and a half ago. This time they're doing something, they're not doing microblading anymore. They're doing, what was it called?
Oh, it's semi-permanent makeup on your eyebrows.
Semi-permanent makeup. Okay, so I don't want to botch any of what it actually is because we were getting questions about, what about microblading? Is it the same? Is it different? Is microblading bad? And I'm just going to say we had a great experience with the microblading there. We didn't have any issues, but I know some people had gotten it done in other places that their eyebrows, like, it just, like, it came off. And it does, I mean, you have to get it done every year.
or year or two.
So it's the last 1 to 2 yeah. years, I think.
I mean, mine was, it was still there, but it was faded. Like, I had to pencil them in a little bit after, I mean, but it had been a year and a half. And I had gotten facials and probably used products that took it off a little, but we had a good experience, like a great experience, and we did it. So we were ready to do it again, but they're not, they're doing something different, which I just said, semi-permanent makeup on the eyebrows. You can also get eyeliner, and, like, she's also said that people, some people do, like, lips. Like, not lip, I mean, lip liner, but, like, they literally color the whole lip in a shade that, like, I mean, I don't think it's anything dark.
That sounds painful.
I know, it sounds painful, and also, like, they, it's, like, a shade that you'd have to be fine with for a long time, which I don't know. Mm. I don't think they do, like, red. I mean, it's more, like, probably, like, a natural color.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't think a lot of people do that. I think it's just mostly the top ones, she told me. Oh, by the way, Channing is the one that did her, our eyebrows, and she also does her laser, and she's great, by the way. So if you get it done, if you go there, we had a great experience. And we'll probably go into a lot more detail in the blog post, but it, the way it's different than microblading from what we understand, and I apologize if we mess any of this up. We're just trying to, like, give some more information from what we know, but it's a little different than microblading, because with microblading, it's, it is like the same kind of, it is like a permanent tattoo in a way, but this is a little different because they use a gun instead of, it's not by hand, it's not manual. Like, well, how does
it is by hand, but it's with a gun.
Yeah, but I'm saying microblading is with a hand, like you use the blade. The blade or whatever, and then do the paint or whatever. This was with a gun. If you saw any of our stories, you probably could hear it. It sounded like a tattoo gun. Mm-hmm. And what it is they use like hairline, they make little hairline strokes where you're, oh, let me just start from the beginning because I'm jumping ahead. They had Edwin, who does the, who all you can get your eyebrows shaped with at Enlighten, and he does a great job. He's really good at shaping them. So you can, like, you can book a separate appointment with him if you want your eyebrows just shaped. You don't even want to do this, or you could do both. But he will come in and he'll shape, he'll make the shape of your eyebrows, and then you'll get a look at them and say if you're okay with them before they start doing it. And then Channing will look at them also and see if she approves of the shape with your face and everything. And then they will numb, you will, they'll put numbing cream on your eyebrows. So you look really funny. It's like this white cream, so like an old person. And it numbs your eyebrows, because I have a lot of people asking, does it hurt? Is it painful? Because obviously it's like they're making a little cut in your, or tattoo, whatever, in your eyebrow. And it does not hurt. It, like, if they do numb you properly, you shouldn't really feel, like, any pain.
I mean, you feel it a little bit. I'm not going to
say as it wears anything. As it wears off, you feel a little bit, but it's nothing, like, that's not tolerable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not, like, sitting there crying. And so I think the whole thing maybe took less than an hour to do for each of us, but they make basically, like, little hairline strokes. So it looks very natural. You look like you're wearing, like, a big streak on your, like,
yeah,
a
unibrow. Yeah, because if you Google, like, semi-permanent makeup, you might be, like, because I had someone message me. They said it looked really... looks really good, but mine aren't like what you think of a tattoo. If you Google a tattoo, semi-permanent, it's not like they shade in your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. It's looks like that from far away, but it's, they're like little lines.
So yeah, I'm looking at yours up close. It looks like little hairs.
Yeah,
you don't look like
she's sitting like
literally. Yeah, I'm like on top of her. I'm on top of her face. And I'm sure we do the blog post. They took really good pictures of us up close. I mean, by really but good.
Those are also like when we first got it
done. Yeah, we did before and afters.
I know, but those were like, it's going to be even darker because that's like when we first got it done.
Yeah, right now it's like fading. But so yeah, so you, they make little hairline strokes and then they numb you so you don't really feel it. And then they put the paint over it. Or the microblading. Sorry, I'm getting confused. The microblading is when they make the little marks and then they put paint over it. Over it to this fill it is in. The gun already has the paint in it.
Yeah, right? So it's like you're getting a tattoo.
Yeah,
but it's, I mean, so it's not a forever
so
thing.
And then they also do this thing, which I don't know if it's different place to place, but at Enlighten they do, it's called like ombre or something, where they do like different shades. So it's not like all one color. They do it so you didn't hear her say that. They do it so that like it's it looks more natural. Like not all of it's the same color. Or something.
Oh, and I think she also will do, I don't think she did it on us because we have a lot of eyebrow, like a lot of thick hair, but she'll do mix like thinner strokes with bigger strokes just to like make it look fuller.
We have like big eyebrows, so.
Yeah, and don't forget, we already had the microblading done
before. Yeah, we still like a little bit left. It wasn't like I went in with nothing, but.
I mean, it was pretty much gone.
But I have seen like if you look up bad microblading, like there's people that like half of it, like the top part of their eyebrows was still microbladed and the bottom wasn't. Like I've seen, we got luck. I mean, ours, nothing bad happened.
Yeah, I think we were fortunate and ours looked okay, but I knew a lot of people it didn't turn out
so well. So this method, also this method, they go,
one layer deeper, so it's supposed to last 3 to 5 years. I mean, obviously, we just got it done, and then you do the same thing. If you've gotten your eyebrows microbladed before, you're supposed to go for a 6-week touch-up afterwards. So when you get it done, they're really, really dark. I mean, I didn't think they looked too dark, to be honest, but they look darker. I'm used to it being dark, but they look really dark, and then they fade off, like, in the next couple weeks, and then you get the touch-up, and then, like, you're done. So obviously, we'll keep you guys posted on how long it lasts and how we like it, but I love it so far, and I know when I posted it, people were messaging me saying they looked so good. They love the way they look. People were complimenting me at the gym, like, guys, so I don't know. I mean, I guess they really can notice the difference. I mean, they look perfectly shaped. I think it's why I love it. You wake up, and they already look done.
I mean, I'm, like, a stickler. I'm notorious for plucking my eyebrows to where, like, I go get them threaded.
Yeah, I can't even, like, see your eyebrow thread hairs right now. Well, kind
of. Yeah, I liked it a lot when I got it done. I was so happy with it because I will sit there. I have one of those magnifying mirrors, and I was talking about this with one of my friends. I have one of those magnifying mirrors, and I'll sit there, and it's, like, it's a good thing and a bad thing because you'll sit there, and you'll, like, notice all your blackheads and all your imperfections that you won't notice otherwise in a normal mirror. But I will sit there and, like, pluck all my eyebrows out, and the ladies at the threading place get so mad at me because apparently it makes you get, like, ingrown hairs when you pluck like that. And I never let them grow out until I know I'm going to go get them threaded. And I liked, the bottom line is, I liked getting this semi-permanent makeup done because they were, like, so shaped perfectly that I didn't feel the need to sit there and, like, pluck everything that was growing back. So I liked that for that reason too. And then back on that, I had a lot of people messaging at the cost. And
I was going to say that.
I don't know. Of course. Twinning. I didn't know at the beginning what it was, but this is just specifically to enlighten. I mean, I'm sure, like anything, it varies wherever you go. But I will say, if you don't live in Dallas and you don't have any plans to ever come to Dallas, I mean, I would suggest that place just because we've been there. We know the people that work there. We know the service. We know, obviously, the outcome based on ourselves. But if you don't know where you're doing, like can't go to Dallas, I would definitely do your research and make sure, or maybe they might have somewhere they recommend another city. But in Dallas at Enlighten Med Spa, it's $925, and that includes the 6-week touch up. So and if you mention Alexis or my name, Samantha Bell, they'll give
A double dose. I think
They'll know what it is. They'll give you 10% off on that service and any other beauty service they offer there, and in their clothing store too. So 10% off is a lot. That's almost $100 off that service. Yeah. And that's for the full thing. That includes the touch up, like the entire, like when you're all said and done. So,
and like it lasts 35 years, so like I know it's a lot of money, but I think it's a really good investment because your eyebrows make a huge statement on your face, whether you have big eyebrows or not. Like, it's important to have shaped eyebrows, and I know a lot of people
spend... It really does make a difference.
You spend so much time...
I'm looking at my... Sorry, talking over you.
You spend so much time penciling them in or putting makeup on or buying makeup to put on them. Like, you might as well spend that money that you're spending on that towards getting them shaped so you know you can wake up in the morning and have them shaped. Like, think about when you go to the gym, when you go to the beach, you go to the pool, places you're not wearing a ton of makeup, they're already shaped and you don't have to wear anything, and it makes such a difference. I'm going to tell you, like, I've been, like I said, this past week, I've gotten so many people asking me about them, and like, I'm like, it really makes a difference. I mean, I'm not going to pencil them in to go to the gym or to go to the pool or whatever.
Yeah, literally, even like today, I'm like wearing tinted moisturizer because I have eyelash extensions, which we'll talk about in another podcast episode, and I have the eyebrow. So literally, I just don't. I literally don't wear makeup. And that's just how I walk around. Even when I do, like, even on a normal day, even when I'm shooting blog pictures, I don't really like a lot of makeup, to be honest.
Most makeup I wear is, like, a lip color.
And I wear, like, blush and bronzer.
But I'm saying, like, that's the most I change for, like, a photo shoot.
Yeah, I don't wear a lot. And so I like that because it's, like, if you're pretty low maintenance or you just don't like the feeling of wearing a lot of makeup like I do, it's those two things I highly recommend, being the eyebrows and the eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
And then on that note, a couple weeks ago, I don't know why I was getting a lot of... I mean, I get it every once in a while, but I was getting a lot of questions on my teeth whitening.
Am I boring you? She's yawning. Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just that picture, my teeth looked white or something, but...
I don't feel like mine look very white right now.
I don't feel like mine do either. So the two products I recommend, everyone was asking what I do for teeth whitening. And before I go into that, I will say I've done Zoom whitening at my dentist's office before. And if you've done it before, you know what I'm saying. If you haven't, I like it because obviously it gets your teeth really white. I wouldn't do it again because it literally, your nerves in your mouth, I couldn't speak for like a day. I'm not kidding. I got it done probably like 2 years ago. And this is back when I like... I still drink like my tea at home through a straw because I don't have coffee anymore. Or if I'm drinking decaf, I'll drink it through a straw. But I literally, you know, that stains your teeth. I have my dad's teeth where they're very porous and like anything I eat makes them yellow basically or stained. But I did the Zoom whitening and it's four, I mean, this is like 2 years ago, but I think it's like four treatments of 15 minutes. They put a gel on your teeth and then they shine that light on you. And it's, I mean, I have a very high pain tolerance. The first 30 minutes, I was fine, even 45. By the end of the 45, I was dying. And then I had one more 15-minute increment to do. And she goes, oh, do you want to do it or do you want to wait? I mean, you already basically paid for the whole thing. And I was like, no. I'm dying, but I'll do another one. Literally, it's to the point where, like, you're getting zingers where it's, like, your nerves are, like, popping. And you literally feel like you're having, like, your mouth's kind of having, like, a seizure. It hurts so bad. And then when I was done with it, obviously, I had, like, super white teeth. But you can't have anything red, nothing. Like, everything has to be clear or else it's going to stain it for, like, I don't know how long, like, a day or two. And then, additionally, like, you don't want to stain them anytime after that. And so, literally, Alexis was, like, laughing that day. I couldn't even open my mouth because any air that touched it, it hurt. I couldn't even talk the rest of the day. So, I'm like, I really don't think it was that worth it to have white teeth. So, with that being said, at the office, they made me with the Zoom treatment, but I think you can get it without it.
Yeah, I did because I got
it. Oh, yeah, you can request it. They made us with a mold. They mold to take a mold of your mouth like they do when you get braces, and they make you little clear retainers. They're not as thick as the retainers, at least at our office, where that you use to wear at night to keep your teeth straight. They're a little bit more flimsy, but they're specifically for the whitening. And I think they gave me the Zoom whitening pens, and now they gave me ones for the day, and then I later found some for the night, and that's what I use. I've been using for the last 2 years. I put just a little dot. And we'll link them in the blog post. I know a lot of people had messaged me, and for some reason when I was linking, like, you can't buy them on there anymore, but we'll give a couple links to where you can still get them. But I use mine at night. I mean, I know there's some people that are against using it at night. I still like to use it at night because it's easier for me. I just basically use my top and bottom retainer tray, and I put little dots for the frontish teeth. I don't do it on my molars or anything like that. And then you literally just wear them at night, and then I just take them out in the morning. So my teeth stay pretty white with those. I also use the Colgate Optic White toothpaste, which I really like for keeping your teeth white. And I try to drink, like, anything dark liquid, like coffee, or I don't really have soda, but if I did, anything dark tea through a straw. And, yeah, I think at one point my teeth were darker in the back, but I think brushing them, like, a good amount of time.
And we use Ready KF. We use an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, I use a Sonicare. I forget what model it is, but I use that, like, at least 2 times a day for the full 2 minutes. And I think it's beneficial because if not, like, I'm using a manual toothbrush. I'm like, oh, that's enough time. And it's been, like, 10
And then seconds. I, like, really aggressive with the toothbrush.
Yeah, and I feel like so that Sonicare is better or some kind of electric toothbrush with that toothpaste or some kind of whitening toothpaste. And then using a straw, like, I mean, I do that all the time now. I have no shame. I'll do it at a restaurant. Yeah. Just because at least it doesn't stain the front of your teeth. So if you're whitening them, and I feel like when you whiten them and you brush them, it still should clean the back. Like, my dentist said it's been better. So I think all that helps. I mean, if you really have really, really stained teeth, you might want to go get the Zoom whitening done just to start it. But beware, like, your teeth will be very sensitive. And with this other whitening, I've had friends that have used the same one that I'm using, and my teeth are not that sensitive. Like, I can do it, like, 3 nights in a row, and I'm fine. But I've had friends that say, like, their teeth are so sensitive.
I think the first few times I did it, I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was burning so bad. But I've been fine ever since then, so I don't know. You might want to try
Maybe
it.
Maybe my nerves are all gone. I don't know. Yeah, but we're just those dying. Are the products I use, and I really like them. Like, they do a good job whitening. I used to use the strips, like, back in the day.
No.
And they don't compare to these.
You need a tray because then it's, like, slobbering over your mouth.
And, yeah, like, these, like, no. You're not spitting. I mean, that's why I also wear it at night because I don't have – your mouth doesn't get full of saliva.
And I'm, like, too busy eating throughout the day. I can't be wearing this.
Well, you could – I think the other ones you just wear them for a couple hours. They have the same gel for during the day.
Yeah, you could, like, do it while you're working. It's
just personal preference. I just have gotten used to wearing them at night, and I don't have to worry about it.
Because I'm already, like, I need to wear a retainer at night anyway, so that
really balances it.
Well, no, but I mean, I grind my teeth, so, like, those could – I don't know. Anyways, more on the beauty topic, we wanted to share our favorite hair products with you. I mean, we have a lot of them, but we're going to each share our top products. And mine is a heat protection spray because I used to not be very good with this, but our hair stylist, by the way, we go to Hair by Viviana in Dallas. If
You guys are looking for someone to get your hair done by. We've been going to her for, I mean, as long as you lived here, so like 4 or 5 years. And I really wouldn't go anywhere else. She does a great job. And yeah, I love going to her, for those of you guys who want to know. But she recommended that we use a heat protectant spray because I use a lot of heat tools between the hair dryer, the straightener, and the curling iron or the wand on my hair. It's a lot of damage and heat, and I mean, I don't do it every single day, but it's enough to where you need to protect your hair from frying. So there's several products out there that you can use, but one of my favorites is the Moroccan Oil Perfect Defense, and it is really good for protecting your hair from all those heating tools. I'll usually, after I dry it, well, you can use it before you dry it too, but after I dry it, I will use it before I start using the heating tools, and I do it every time I style my hair, and then I just think it just gives like an extra layer of protection, so that's something to keep in mind if you're trying to like...
There's other brands too, like Amika makes one. It's more of a serum that you can do with wet hair, but their products smell so good.
Yeah.
So we'll link some of those also. Mm-hmm. We use like their dry shampoo and other things.
And like the shampoo.
Yeah. So my favorite product along those lines is the T3 Whirl Trio. And so basically it's a wand and it comes in a wand and it comes in a curling iron. But the cool thing about it is you can just buy one, like the one thing, or you can buy, they make different attachments depending if you want like a wand or a curling iron. And we have both, but I usually use, like, now recently I've been using more of a curling iron, but a curling iron usually gives you more of a curl, obviously, and a wand gives you more of a wave. I mean, you can do, like, if you watch YouTube videos, I'm sure they have ways of making them look different, but each one, but I like those because you can change out, like, the 1-inch, they have, like, different size barrels, and you can change it out depending on what look you want, and their line specifically, it's those white curling irons you see on Instagram, and their line specifically, I like it because they heat up really fast and they curl the hair super fast. You don't have to sit there and hold it.
And they have
it
like a good protection. Like, what is it made out of? It has some kind of like,
I don't know,
berry. Like
something.
It's,
yeah.
The wand has something on it.
It's, I don't not know just what like, it's called, but yeah. It has something on there. But I do like when you're curling it, you just have to hold it for like a second and it's curled.
It gets hot. There.
So
yeah.
It makes it, cuts down the time like of doing your hair a lot. And yeah, I just like that you can interchange them. So I'd recommend those for sure.
And I think that's all we have this week.
I feel like we rambled so much
this one. But this is like how we are, so I hope you guys like it. No, because I mean, like I've said before, I feel like Instagram is so posed. It's so whatever. We haven't done like a lot of live Instagrams, like where you can see our personality. And I don't post a lot of myself in my stories. I mean, sometimes I do, but I feel like this is a good way to get to see like our personalities.
We should do a live because a lot of people wanted it.
I know.
But we wasted so much time last
time. Last time we were getting weird questions. I mean, not everyone is weird, obviously, but I just don't know. I guess like at night because people are off of work. Because when I asked people if they wanted to see it, a lot of people said yes, but they were also saying that they're going to miss it while they're at work. But like, can't you watch it later?
Yeah, but they can't ask you stuff. It's already gone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they meant. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe. If you listen to this and you want us to do one, let us know. I already asked people on Instagram last week, but I can annoy everyone again. Anyways, that was fun. I hope it was helpful. If you guys have any other questions about anything we talked about, or if you have topic suggestions, you can email us at doubledoseblog@gmail.com, or you can message us at alexis.bellbell on Instagram and at samanthabellbell on Instagram for Samantha. And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It would mean so much to us because we get feedback from you and it helps us to be seen and be heard from other people. So we really appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.